Next patient is Daniel Carlin. That's D-A-N-I-E-L, Daniel, D as in David. Daniel Carlin is C-A-R-L-I-N, C as in cat. C-A-R-L-I-N, Carlin. Date of birth is 4-15-54. Date of visit, 9-17-24. Please make a copy for James Brown, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is cough and COPD with bronchiectasis. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 70-year-old male who has an occasional cough with no significant sputum production, was recently sent for a chest CT done on and on 8/12/24. The patient was found to have bilateral apical lung scarring and mild bronchiectasis in the upper lobes, as well as pleuroparenchymal scarring in the medial right lower lobe. There were also a few lung nodules up to 3 to 5 millimeters noted in the right upper lobe and along the minor fissure in a 5 millimeter nodule in the right lower lobe area, period. Mediastinum showed no adenopathy and there was no pleural effusion. The patient has had no recent weight loss, denies hemoptysis, fever, chills, and night sweats. He had a fall earlier this year and had a rib fracture on the left side. Which is healing. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypothyroidism and history for thyroid goiter with resection of the thyroid. He also had right shoulder surgery and had a right knee replacement. The patient had bilateral inguinal hernia repairs. He has been found to have atrial fibrillation and he also has hypertension for 15 years. Next, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next, habits. The patient does not smoke. Denies significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease and cancer of the lung. Mother died of CHF. Next, system review. The patient has no weight loss, fever, or fatigue, no glaucoma, cataracts, no sore throat, hoarseness, wheezing. He has some urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. He has no asthma, hay fever, but has coughing spells and some wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, diarrhea, or constipation. He has no anxiety, no depression. He has no easy bruising. He has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash or itching. Next, Medlis. Synthroid, 150 micrograms daily. Flecainide, 50 milligrams. BID, aspirin, 1 daily. 325 milligrams. Crestor, 10 milligrams daily. And amlodipine, 5/10 milligrams daily. Amlodipine/benazepril, 5/10 milligrams daily. Next, paragraph, physical exam. This well-built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. The blood pressure, 130/70. Pulse is 80, respiration 20, temperature 975. Weight is 200 pounds, saturation 97. HEND, non-phthalic, pupils are reactive. Scleta were clear, throat was mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, trachea midline, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And there are few wheezes in the upper lung fields with no definite crackles. Heart, the answers are irregular, so no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass. Organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, bronchiectasis with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is interstitial lung disease. And number 3 is history of atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number 4, hypothyroidism. And number 5 is lung nodules. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC, IgE level, ANA, complete metabolic profile, and RA factor. A complete PFT will be done with the bronchodilator studies. CT of the chest will be repeated in 2 months to evaluate the lung nodules. I also suggested that she undergo a bronchoscopy to evaluate the lung nodules and to rule out atypical mycobacterial disease and or malignancy. The patient will come back in 6 weeks after her PFT is completed, at which time I'll make an addendum report. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for James Brown, MD. Thank you.